This is the Sakar Murli of 11th of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, this yoga is like a fire that burns all of your sins away and makes you souls Satupradhan. Therefore, stay in remembrance of the One Father. Question. You are becoming charitable souls, and so what do you have to be very cautious about? Answer. You have to be very cautious about who you give money to. If you give money to someone and he spends it on alcohol or performs a bad act with it, the sins of that will be on you. You must no longer have any give and take with sinful souls. You have to make yourselves into charitable souls here. Song. Neither will he be separated from us, nor will our flame of love for him ever die. Om Shanti. This yoga is also called the fire of remembrance. The fire of yoga means the fire of remembrance. Why is the word fire used? Because you burn your sins away with it. Only you children know how to become Satupradhan from Tamopradhan. To be Satupradhan means to be a charitable soul, and to be Tamopradhan means to be a sinful soul. It is said that someone is a very charitable soul, or that someone is a very sinful soul. This proves that it is souls that become Satupradhan, and it is souls that become Tamopradhan by taking rebirth. This is why souls are called sinful souls. Therefore, people remember the Purifier Father and say, "Come and make us souls pure." Who makes you souls sinful? No one knows this. You know that when you were pure souls, Bharat was called the kingdom of Rama, God. At present, all souls are sinful, and this is why the world is now called the kingdom of Ravan. It is Bharat that becomes pure and Bharat that becomes impure. Only the Father can come and make the people of Bharat pure. All other souls are purified and then taken to the land of peace. This world is now a land of sorrow. They can't make such an easy thing sit in their intellects. Only when they understand this with their hearts can they become true Brahmins. You cannot receive the inheritance from the Father unless you become a Brahmin. This is the sacrificial fire of the confluence age. Brahmins are definitely needed for a sacrificial fire. You have now become Brahmins. You know that this sacrificial fire is the last one in this land of death. There are sacrificial fires in this land of death, but there are no sacrificial fires in that land of immortality. Devotees are unable to make these things sit in their intellects. Devotion is totally distinct from this knowledge. Those people believe that the Vedas and scriptures are knowledge. If there were knowledge in those books, they would have been able to return home. However, according to the drama, no one can return home yet. Baba has explained that the first number soul has to go through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. So then, how could the rest simply play their Sato parts and then return home? They too have to enter their Tamopradhan stage. They too have to play their own parts in this. Each actor has his own strength. Important actors are very well known. Who is the creator, director, and principal actor of this drama? You now understand that God the Father is the principal one. Then there are the World Mother and the World Father. They become the masters of the world. Their parts are definitely elevated, and so their pay too is very high. The Father, the most elevated one, pays them. He says, "Since you help me such a great deal, you will be paid accordingly." If a barrister taught you, he would say that he enabled you to claim a very high position. So you children should pay a great deal of attention to this study. You also have to stay at home and live with your families. They, sannyasis, have renunciation of karma yoga. Whilst living at home and carrying on with everything, you can also make effort to claim the inheritance from the Father. There is no difficulty in this. Whilst doing all your housework, you have to stay in remembrance of Shiv Baba. This knowledge is very easy. People call out, "O purifier, come, come and purify us." There is a pure kingdom in the pure world, and the Father is making you worthy of that kingdom. There are two main subjects in this knowledge, Alpha and Beta. Spin the discus of self-realization and remember the Father, and you will thereby become ever healthy and wealthy. The Father says, "Remember me in the home." You must also remember the home. By remembering me in the home, you will be able to go there. By spinning the discus of self-realization, you will become the rulers of the globe. Keep all of these things very carefully in your intellects. At present, everyone is totally tamopradan. In the land of happiness, you have peace, happiness, and prosperity. There is only the one religion there. There is now peacelessness in every home. Just look how much chaos some students create. They demonstrate their new blood. This is the Tamopradan world, whereas the Golden Age is a new world. The Father has come at this confluence age. The Mahabharat war also takes place at this confluence age. This world now has to change. The Father says, "I come at the confluence age to establish a new world." This is called the most auspicious confluence age. People celebrate the month of charity, Purushottam, the most elevated, and the time of charity, but none of them knows of this charitable confluence age. The Father comes at this confluence age and makes you become like diamonds. You are also number wise in this. The kings become like diamonds, whereas the subjects become like gold. As soon as a child takes birth, he has a right to his inheritance. You are now claiming your right to a pure new world. However, you also have to make efforts to claim a high status in that. The efforts you make now will be the effort you make every cycle. It is understood that you will make the same effort every cycle. You will not be able to make any more effort than that. In every birth and in every cycle, they will be among the subjects, or they will become maids or servants of the wealthy subjects. Everyone is number wise, and everything about you can be known from how much each of you studies. Baba can tell you instantly what any of you would become if you were to leave your body now in your present state. Day by day, time is getting shorter. If any of you were to leave your body now, you would not be able to study again. Yes, something will enter your intellects, and you will remember Shiv Baba, just as you remind a little child to remember Shiv Baba. And he continues to say, Shiv Baba, Shiv Baba. That soul then receives something. A small child is said to be equal to a Mahatma, great soul, because he knows nothing about vice. However, as he continues to grow up, he becomes influenced by the vices. There is anger or there is attachment. You are now being told that you have to finish all your attachment to whatever you can see with your physical eyes in this world. You souls know that this whole world is to turn into a graveyard. Everything is old and totally impure. When a person dies, all of his old belongings are given to a Karnigore, special Brahmin priest. The father is the unlimited Karnigore. He is also the laundryman. What does he take from you, and what does he give you in return? Whatever little money you give to Baba would be destroyed anyway. Nevertheless, the father says, keep your money with you. Simply remove all of your attachment from it. Continue to give your accounts to the father, and you will continue to receive directions. The little that you have, which is only worth straws anyway, can be used for a university and hospital, for health and wealth. Hospitals are for patients, and universities are for students. This is both a hospital and a college combined. For this, you only need 3 square feet of land, that's all. Those who have nothing else can simply give 3 square feet of land and hold a class there. 3 square feet of land is simply somewhere large enough to sit. A seat is only 3 square feet. Anyone who comes to your 3 square feet of land should understand everything very clearly. Make anyone who comes sit down and give them the father's introduction. Many badges are also being made for doing service. This badge is very simple. The pictures are very good, and the writing is also full of meaning. A lot of service can be done with these. Day by day, as calamities increase, people will have disinterest in this world, and they will start to remember the Father. I, this soul, am imperishable, and I have to remember my imperishable Father. The Father himself says, remember me, and the sins of your many births will be absolved. Consider yourselves to be souls, and have full love for the Father. Do not become body conscious. Yes, you may have external love for your children, etc. But let your true love be for the spiritual Father. Only by remembering him will your sins be absolved. Whilst seeing your friends and relatives, let your intellects hang on the gallows of remembrance of the Father. Let it be as though you children are hanging on the gallows of remembrance. Souls have to remember the Father, the Supreme Soul. Let your intellects hang up there. The Father's home is up above. There is the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and this corporeal world. Now that your journey is coming to an end, you will soon have to return home. You are now on the return journey to your home. Therefore, your home seems so attractive. That home is your unlimited abode. You do have to return to your own home. People do devotion in order to go back home, but neither do they have this knowledge fully, nor are they able to go back to that home. In order to attain God or go to the land of Nirvana, they go on so many pilgrimages, etc. They make so much effort. Sannyasis only show the way to peace. They know nothing about that land of happiness. Only the Father shows you the way to that land of happiness. First of all, you definitely have to go to the place beyond sound, Nirvana, your stage of retirement. That place is also called Brahmand. They think that the Brahm element is God. We souls are points, and our place of residence is Brahmand. You are also worshipped in that form. How can they worship a point? In order to perform worship, they make a salagram of each soul and worship those. How else could a point be worshipped? This is why they create larger forms. The Father doesn't have a body of his own. You now know these things. You also have to show larger images of souls in the pictures. What would people understand from seeing a point? Therefore, it's better, really, to make a star. Some mothers also apply a tilak like that. You can get white ready-made tilaks. A soul is also white like a star. This tilak is a symbol of a soul that resides in the center of a person's forehead. However, no one knows the meaning of it. The Father explains how such a tiny soul has so much knowledge. So many bombs, etc., are created. It is a wonder how souls have their parts recorded in them. These matters are very deep. Such a tiny soul is able to do so much through his body. Souls are imperishable. Neither are their parts destroyed, nor do their acts ever change. The tree is now huge, whereas in the Golden Age it is very small. The sapling of the small sweet tree is now being planted. You became impure and are now becoming pure. Such a tiny soul has such a large part recorded within him. This is nature. You continue to play your imperishable parts. They never stop. It is a wonder how souls are imperishable and how they are filled with imperishable parts. The Father explains, "Children, you have to become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. There is effort in this. You souls have the biggest parts. Baba doesn't have such a big part as you do." The Father says, "When you are happy in heaven, I go and rest. I have no part to play at that time. It is at this time that I do so much service for you." This knowledge is so wonderful. No one but you knows about it. Unless you stay in remembrance of the Father, you cannot imbibe this. When you change your diet or food and drink, it makes a difference in how you imbibe this too. You must also remain very pure in this. It is very easy to remember the Father. you have to remember the Father and claim your inheritance. This is why the Father has said, keep the pictures with you. Create pictures of yoga and the inheritance, and you will have the intoxication of changing from Brahmins into deities. Then from deities you will become warriors. You Brahmins are confluence aged. You are becoming elevated human beings. You have to make so much effort to inculcate these things into the intellects of people. Day by day, the more of this knowledge you understand, the happier you will be. You children know that Baba benefits you a great deal. You know that you have an ascending stage every cycle. You also have to do everything for the livelihood of your bodies, but your intellects should remember that you are eating from Shiv Baba's Bhandara. By your continuing to remember Shiv Baba, all your sorrows will be removed. You will shed your old bodies and return home. You children understand that Baba doesn't take anything from you, because Baba is the bestower. The Father says, follow my Srimat. Be very cautious about who you give your money to. If you give money to someone who then spends it on alcohol or performs some bad act with it, the sin of that will fall on you. You became sinful souls by having your give and take with sinful souls. There is such a difference here. You have to become charitable souls here. Therefore, do not have any give and take with sinful souls. The Father says, you mustn't cause anyone sorrow. You mustn't have attachment to anyone. The Father comes to you as the saccharin. Just look how much interest he pays you for all the old things of yours with straws that he takes. The interest you receive is huge. He is so innocent. In return for two handfuls of rice, he gives you a palace. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Now that your journey has come to an end, you have to return home. This is why you have to have disinterest in this old world. Your intellect's yoga must hang on the gallows of the remembrance of the Father. 2. In order to look after the sacrificial fire that the Father has created at this confluence age, you have to become true, pure Brahmins. Whatever you do, you have to stay in remembrance of the Father. Blessing. May you be constantly powerful by remaining aware of being an original jewel and thereby know the value of your life. Just as Father Brahma is Adidev, so you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are also the original jewels. The children of Adidev are Master Adidev. Only by considering yourselves to be the original jewels, will you be able to know the value of your life? Because the original jewels means the jewels of God, the godly jewels, and so you are so valuable. Therefore, always consider yourselves to be Adidev, the children of Adidev, the original jewels, while you perform every action. And you will receive the blessing of being powerful. Then nothing can go to waste. slogan. Knowledgeable souls discern things for themselves before being deceived and thereby save themselves. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Now give Sakash to service and add the service of transforming intellects. Then see how success bows down to you automatically. The obstacles that come in service have benefit hidden behind the curtain of obstacles. Simply remove the curtain with the powers of your minds and words, and you will see the scenes of benefit behind the curtains. Om Shanti.